Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties, and it's actually our first episode back.
No, it's our second.
First Thursday episode
first
back.
Thursday episode.
2024, yes. What the hell? That's crazy.
It is crazy.
So if you guys don't know, our Thursday episodes is a little bit of a shorter one. What we do is we go in our Instagram DMs and we get your guys' questions and we give you guys our advice and our answers. So I'll read this one out.
Okay.
Hey besties, my bestie Amy has always been the most beautiful girl inside and out. About 2 years ago when Amy turned 20, Amy started getting a few cosmetic procedures, Botox, lip filler, things like that. We are 22 now and what started as a few enhancements here and there has turned into what I would call a full addiction to cosmetic surgery. It's gotten to the point where Amy is looking botched, with people in our group in our friend group coming to me saying I should intervene before Amy goes any further. To be honest, Amy has gone too far with the fillers. Her face has gone from pretty to very out of proportion and plastic looking, which I know Amy would hate.
Ouch, that's mean.
Amy doesn't see this at all though. She is saying how confident she feels and is always planning her next appointment. Speaking of her next appointment, she is planning to go even bigger with her lips.
Oh dear.
They are already pretty large. Should I say something? I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I hate the idea of people making fun of her behind her back.
Oh dear.
This is a weird one because I just feel like it's just so common these days.
It is.
You know?
And it is really hard to approach that situation because it's obviously making Amy feel more confident. She's loving how she's looking, but everybody else has a problem with it.
Yeah.
This is really tricky. I really don't know what I would do in this situation. Like if Mel, like I'm thinking about my bestie Mel, like if she just went over the top with filler, over the top with whatever she was getting done, I probably would say something, but not so direct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I would say something like, and I have done this before to people.
What had you done?
Not direct, but being like, oh, you don't need to. Like, you already look so gorgeous.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to go again. Like, you look amazing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But it never stops them. But
really? Actually, you're probably right. Because at the end of the day, you're doing it for you, right?
Yeah.
But you can only just express your concern. So I would do the same. Like I would reassure her and be like, why? Like ask her questions.
Yeah.
Why do you want to get your lips bigger? Like they're perfect this size.
Yeah.
What's going on? Like she's obviously dealing with a little bit of, you know, she's feeling self-conscious about how she looks. Just reassure her and build her up. Make her know, realize that she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if she gets it done, you've just got to support her, right?
Yeah.
Because it is her body, it is her choice, and if it's making her feel happy, then let her be herself.
Yeah. So basically, when mum wanted to get a BBL, don't do what I did and shame the hell out of her. But lucky she didn't, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but it was like, it wasn't just you. It was like everybody on the internet going, yeah. Kat, what are you thinking? And actually tagging me in videos about the risks involved with a BBL that kind of made me do more research, right? So it wasn't like you guys were bullying me. You were just trying to make me feel good about myself. Yeah. And then I went ahead and did my own research.
Yeah. So what, is there bad things about filler in the face?
I think there's definitely risks involved. So I know when you get filler in the nose, there's a chance you could go blind. There was a girl.
What?
Yeah. So there was a girl, I think it was in Queen, like somewhere in Australia, got filler in her nose because there's more nerves in your nose. And within half an hour, she was blind.
Oh.
Yeah. So someone that I know went to get filler in their nose. And they have to tell you the risks involved when you get filler in your nose. I don't know about other places. Well, actually, I think in your lips too, it can be quite dangerous.
Like, I've actually never met somebody with lip filler that their lips haven't migrated.
Well, have mine migrated? Do they look bad?
No. Well, actually, I don't even know what migrated means, to be honest.
I think it like goes in your upper lip or something.
Well, I feel like when you get a lot of lip filler, that happens. That tends to happen.
Like, people I only get half a mil like every 6 months.
Yeah. But so, like, the thing is, I've thought about getting lip filler and I want to get a surgery done, but I don't want to get it because then I'll like probably want to get 100 more surgeries done.
Yeah. Once you, it's like a tattoo.
Yeah. Once you start, you cannot stop.
Yeah. But honestly, I think my boobs is the only thing I'm going to be getting. Actually, I lie. I would probably get a facelift when I'm like 50 or 60. Oh my God,
please don't. You're going to look fucking crazy.
No, just like a little pull. You know what I'm saying? Like when I start to get really wrinkly and really like saggy.
No. You just have to embrace it.
Well, yeah. See, there's, I don't know. That's when I'm like 50 or 60. I'll let you know what I do then.
You don't need that though. Because you'll just be hanging out in the retirement home. So like, who are you trying to impress?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like something, I say my boobs are the last thing that I'll get done. But for now, I'm happy with how I look. And we'll see how we go in 10, 15 years time.
Yeah. No, plastic surgery and like filler and stuff, it is so weird because, yeah, once you start, like you really don't stop.
But you know what? Have you seen Pamela Anderson lately?
No, I don't know who that is.
So she was like known for plastic surgery. She had massive boobs, you know, piled on the makeup. She was a girl who starred in Baywatch as one of the lifeguards. So this is like a show. You probably weren't even bloody born then. But she was like an icon for being like really, really sexy. She's now, I don't know how old she is. I'm going to say in her 60s. And she goes to red carpet events with no makeup. Her hair's not done and just rocks being an old woman. And looks amazing.
Oh.
Looks absolutely incredible. But people shit on her for it. And they're like, weird. Just put a little bit of makeup on. So it's so hard being a woman. Like you know, she wants to now change from being this person who's had a lot of plastic surgery, had a lot of makeup, and now going to red carpet events barefaced. But people are tearing her down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at the end of the day, I think you just got to do what makes you happy. Right?
100%.
And everyone's always going to have an opinion about it and you just need to tell them to shove their opinions up their ass.
True. That's the thing. Like if somebody's getting a lot of filler and stuff and you think they might be taking it to the extreme, they're going to realize one day or another.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but I seen a video a long time ago. It was about Michaela Tessa and she said she got all her filler dissolved. She looks fucking amazing without it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even with it, like, I think she looks way better without it.
Yeah.
So.
And she was young too.
Yeah.
And you do dumb things when you're young and you learn.
Yeah, hopefully your friend will come around. But, yeah, I think the best thing to do is just speak confidence into her that she doesn't need anymore. without saying, hey, everyone's talking behind your back, because, yeah, that's just not good.
Yeah, for sure.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure you guys tune in next Tuesday for our next episode.
Okay, bye.
Basically, Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, situated on Gadigal land, and hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.